the theme is standards that have been taken away. I know my calling. Every time, every pastor that I look at, every pastor and leaders that God has called, you didn't get on that position yourself. There is like a backbone. Some people say, why do pastors preach on this theme? There is a backbone, the life of every pastor and a leader that has been called by God. From this backbone, we can go into different sides, talk about family and other things, so on and so forth. But in the body of Christ, everyone is called to achieve something. And by constantly spreading ourselves through other sermons or other themes, there's no backbone. And everybody that knows me and sees me, we all know that we go against traditions and destroy everything that is resisting the Holy Spirit, destroy everything that does not allow us to come close to the living God. We are those that are moving in it. And today, I wanted to talk to you about standards that have been taken away. I want you to listen to me carefully today. It's a unique thought that God gave me this week. You know, when I came to America, I finished school 8 classes, which was the norm. Paid some teachers off. I was the son of both of my parents were doctors with gold medals and very smart people. And I all I had was C's and D's and played soccer. You know, that was me. And I was a soccer player. How? If I didn't want this, I didn't do it. You understand me? I had A's in P.E. I wasn't the shortest, but I was on the shorter side. I was towards the middle as far as height goes. And you'd call it, everybody would line up, and I was somewhere in the middle. I was standing there because the PE teacher would put me in the front, and I liked to be in the front. I also liked English. I don't know why. I always had an A in English. All the other subjects, physics, chemistry, math. Math ended for me when I learned how to count money. You all understand me? Why else do I need math? I know how to count money. I don't need to know degrees and percentages. I liked additions. I didn't like to subtract and divide. I liked to multiply and add. What am I saying? When I came to America, I was a C student. And back then, in 91, you couldn't have your transcript from Russia, for instance, and bring it here, and those grades will count. And that didn't count. And I was taken into the 12th grade just to test what my head can do when I came here. And the interesting thing is, without the English language, listen to me carefully, and a strange reason, I had A's in physics and math. I couldn't get it. I'm serious. I couldn't get it. I wrote it and returned it. A? What? I've never seen anything like this in these subjects. You understand what I'm saying? I couldn't get it. Did the flight made me smarter? Did I become a genius when I came to America? Apparently, that's not the deal. Apparently, in the 12th grade, I was learning the equivalent of the 6th grader. You know, you could, while sleeping, you could do the tests. You understand? And I couldn't understand how I couldn't get it, how I became so smart in the subject. That never in my life, I could never even get a B. I couldn't understand what is the deal, and the deal is in this. Lowered standards of the school curriculum that was taught here. And I started doing a research, looking what is this? Why? In my 12th grade, I had a book that's equal to a 7th grader. And then I understood. Apparently, for people to be all A students and do great, they don't need to set the standards high. All they have to do is set the plank somewhere in the middle, and everybody's going to be great. Lowered standards. Have you ever thought why from schools and colleges less and less genius come out and inventors and people that are very smart? Look at the statistics. Less and less geniuses come out. Why? 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 Did the people become dumber? No. People are becoming smarter. People are becoming wiser. Right now, a child knows more than the father and the mother. I'm talking about as far as internet and virtual world and other things like that. Parents don't get it, but the kids usually do. That is their oxygen. He's living on that. Did the people become dumber? No, apparently. What makes a nation dumb? Makes you dumber in your mind. When I went to school, I don't know about you, calculator was the crime of the age, and you could have gotten in trouble by a teacher. Anybody understand me? Does anybody remember that time? I'm not that old. Right now, calculators, you have to have a calculator. I don't get it. What the head is for? Why do you need your head? You understand me? And it's in all. I don't understand. What makes... Where does the dumbness come? The dumbness destroys the system of... By going to school, a student stays the same way. Some people say, you know, this is the same thing that is happening in Russia and Ukraine, everywhere. The level of education falls. And what falls is the education falls also. The people do not finish school, that education that they have to have. Everything that I'm saying is quite spiritual, and we'll get into that area right now. And right now, when a person graduates from school, he is so dependent from all the things that are around him, computers. I remember we used to have a typewriter. That was the coolest thing. Somebody brought an essay that was typed up on the typewriter, and the teacher put A without even reading. Why? Because he has a typewriter. Right now, typewriter, you know what? Why don't you bury it? Computers, everything is computerized. You just send an email, and the teacher has the paper. Everything is virtually. And bam, A is being emailed back to you. That's how life is. I'm not saying that that is a bad thing. That is a good thing. But I want you to understand me spiritually. It destroys geniuses, people that have achieved everything with their hands and heads. Just recently, I've seen a program where one man, he was a realtor. He was constantly hooked up on navigational systems, his phones, and all this stuff. Everything was taken away from him, and he was put into the 70s. They gave him quarters and the car and nothing else. He was shocked. And they said, you see what we can do right now? He didn't know how to use a cart, like a map. That's how life is right now. The system of education gives birth to not so smart students. By lowering the standards, they say, we want more people to graduate from school. I'd rather there be A students or somebody who always fails and not this like gray mass that graduates from school. I like America. That is why I live here. I don't live where I don't like. And I'm quite saddened that, as far as education goes, America is on the level of the third world countries. You know that? That's statistics. Look it up. As far as level of education goes, it's on the third. What happens? This generation is kind of little by little depends on all these things. And I want to talk to you about, as far as spiritual world, what does this mean? Either want it or not. When you come to church, when you meet God, always, it is not possible to see God until you see a person that introduces you to God. We are all are born in this world, and we meet. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, you come to church, and again, you meet the system. We come and we meet with the system that introduces us to God. It says that it is impossible to know God by him, by yourself. Just wake up one morning and say, I'll become a believer. Lord, and all of a sudden, the God himself comes to you and starts teaching you, starts showing you things. It does not happen. If it does happen, it's like one in a million. You've never even heard about it. We meet the system, people that hold God. They show us God. They point to who God is. What is the church? What does the church do at this moment? My dear ones, look at this moment. A regular person is not able just to go around the system. These people are those that introduced God. Either you want it or not, in the process, we all become similar, or we look alike, like those that introduce us to the system. You know why there's a girl that is being born, for instance, in the Baptist church? By growing up in that church, they reflect their belief. I'm a Christian. No, you're a Baptist. Amen? Pentecostal. Don't say anything otherwise. We understand this. Either you want it or not, I met God. But your nature still reflects what you were born into, and it's going to take you years, you hear me, to change the very being of your person. Just by meeting that system, by being born in it, we look like it. You know why God chose people on the other side? You know why? They didn't reflect anything. They were great at swearing, catching fish. They were serious guys. And God went and said, why wouldn't Jesus select somebody who's clean and selected? Those people wanted to kill him because Jesus did not exactly equal to their understanding of God. And they'd say, God didn't do that. And he said, yes, he does. Do you understand how absurd that is? They would tell God that he doesn't do things like that. You know that times have not changed. It's the same today. By meeting people, church, by meeting people, we meet the elite of the church that hold God in their hands. And every year, somebody is lowering the standards. It's been taking hundreds of years to lower the standards of the church. Every year, somebody's lowering the planks, lowering and lowering the standards of the church. Same way, lowering the standards of God. We start to, you know what, you'll get shut down if you smell like smokes of cigarettes, but nobody does anything. If you're not walking in the fire of the Holy Spirit, then you don't have God within you. We have forgotten what real Christianity is, and on the second, things have become very important to us, and the important things have just disappeared. Nobody even pays attention that the church lacks Jesus Christ, and then there's no fire of the Holy Spirit. Nobody wants to even pray about it. Everybody just points fingers. But in the process, they even forget, they'll stop pointing fingers. Don't move us. We're doing great. We're waiting for Christ. It's not going to happen. He's not going to come and get you. I want you to understand today, we meet the system that introduces us to God. All of you here, including me, met before you met a person and then you met God. You hear me? Yeah, you had sort of something was drawing you to God. You were in a car accident or bankruptcy or something that drawed you to God. You didn't come and say, okay, Lord, I came to you. No, you came to church. You came to a home group. You came and met someone. To those that somewhat represent God. And the interesting thing is, the most fiery people, their fire diminishes because the system that introduces them to God is so lowered that the church has been changed into a fleshy organization. When we look at apostles, it was so supernatural that nobody that wasn't one of them could not get inside because the power of the Holy Spirit, nothing else could be there that did not belong to them. Right now, any person, every one of you can do your own ministry with your own hands and everybody's going to think it's from God. And one day, you can make a license. In a week, you get a license. That's it. You're a pastor. You have a church. My dear ones, when I look at the apostles, it is impossible. As soon as somebody would come up and wanted to baptize in the Holy Spirit like the apostles did it, and he offered them money for that, he barely made it out alive. My dear ones, the most curious thing is that the system is so low. It is so, it's lowered to such a degree that it's basically non-existent as far as standards of God, standards of the Holy Spirit, that whatever can happen, and they'll call a church. And at the same time, when God starts to set his own on fire, the whole system rips apart and goes against you to stop you. Have you ever thought of that? The alarms go off everywhere. Why? You are crossing the line. You're becoming dangerous. You start to do something that starts to move in a spiritual world just by knowing the truth. You become a dangerous person. My dear ones, somebody on this earth has to bring the standards back. Amen? And this has to be done by you and me. We have life. And I'm not planning on wasting it on being one of those that controls the system. I don't want any of you to be bought. I watched some of the ministries. He was on fire. He was moving. As soon as he was anointed into some sort of ministry, that's it. He was bought out. As soon as somebody spoke to him and said, brother, don't cross this line. Just one word in our brotherhood and nobody's going to accept you. It's mafia. My dear ones, you forgot one thing. I don't need your word in the brotherhood. I need the word of the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. There is something why what we're not living in right now. It's so real right now that people think if I don't make a bargain with that system, I'm nobody. I can't make it. And it's that is exactly what you have to, you know, pass by. It's not yours. The devil knows that it's impossible to stop everything. Let's just build something that will substitute the real thing. Crab meat imitation. Crab meat is very expensive. Very expensive. Imitation crab meat. It's like a dollar for a whole bag and almost tastes the same. Oh, my dear ones, listen to me with your spirit right now. and we have church imitation that starts. Why would we follow the fire of the Holy Spirit? Why? So people can be saved. Why people's lives need to be changed all over the world? Why do we need this? All we need is to make it look like that we're doing it. Why do we need to fast for 40 days, weeks and weeks? All we need is an awesome worship group, invest a ton of money into it, and for it to be known all over the world. Listen to me carefully. We reach God with our own hands. Even though this is God's structure, everything that you need to do is bring back the standards. That's not, you know, somebody doesn't want the standards to be brought back. When you try real crab meat, imitation crab, you wouldn't want it anymore. Imitation does not work anymore. And this is where you and me, we become dangerous. Have you ever thought about it, why there's less and less Christian people walk in the fire of the Holy Spirit? Did God become weaker? God became weak? Well, there was times. God has no time. You have time. He has no time. He just has it. He's the Alpha and Omega. There is no time. It's all His time. There is no, like, a period where you start and where you end. He's an Alpha and Omega. He does what He wants to. A system that introduces God every day becomes lower and lower and lower. And in the same time, listen to me carefully. And right now, in the leadership, there are those that never even seen a demon. It's those people that have never fasted seriously. And these people become leaders of nations. These people become leaders of their movement. People that have never smelled a real spiritual war. A blind anoints a blind. You hear me? And a sick person anoints a sick person also. And at the same time, when apostles, they didn't even allow to put food on the table by those people that did not have the fire of the Holy Spirit. It is written that they got tired of cutting up meat, and they said, we'll just put a couple of men that are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. What? To break bread? Amen. Power and of the Spirit. And when they weren't doing that, they were working as far as exorcism goes and deliverances and healings. And I look at that and I read the Word of God, and I'm amazed how the smallest person there right now would write books about that person. People would come and say, wow, look at how he cut the meat. You see that the fire of the Holy Spirit would follow him. Remember Stephen? I'm serious. If we had more of those guys, you look at that person, you're amazed. Where does this come from? Because who he is, who he gives birth to. Apostles couldn't possibly give birth to somebody that was sick and blind and not clean. Everything that they gave birth to was in the fire. People that would serve the food, they were in the fire. What am I saying? Of course, when I speak, somebody will get irritated. Why? Because I'm sick of it. As far as leadership goes, there's people that really are not knowledgeable as far as warfare. Okay, fine. You don't need to fight somebody or prove yourself to anybody. All you have to do is raise the plank. As far as your standards go, bring back what has been stolen. It was done so little by little that right now it's normal. It's normal to be dead. It's a norm when all the youth either sleeping around or doing drugs and doing who knows what, text messaging. it's a norm to spread out condoms and just say which one is cooler. My dear ones, you think I'm kidding? I listen to people that confess, and I know what's going on. It's all the norm at church right now. But if you try to chew gum in church, I'll kill you. There was even ministry like that, and still exists. They walk around with a napkin and collect all the gum. I understand. Have you ever even gotten to the person's life? Do you see if he's filled with God to save this nation and this world? Is he on fire with a desire to have something? Does he have something in his life? No, he'll spit out his gum and that's enough. Praise the Lord. You're the church. Answer me this question. Answer yourself this question. What was the church made into? The church of Jesus Christ. I'm serious. I want to get all of you out of coma. Not just for you to sit here and nod your head, start doing something. I can't do anything for you. I can do only for myself. I can only tell you, but you have to do it. My dear ones, somebody has to bring the system back alive, the system of the structure of the Holy Spirit. Look what Jesus told the Pharisees. It's a special chapter of Matthew 23. I'll read you a couple of things. And woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you devour... Oh, where are we? That you close the doors to the kingdom of heaven from men. He says, you shut. There's people that hold the heavens. Why? Listen to what he tells them to hear. Because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from men, for you do not enter in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. It's 23:13. Isn't it the same thing that's happening through all the centuries? A person is not entering, and if you want to enter, you'll be stopped. Oh, my dear ones, how people want to, for all of us to just die out. You can't even imagine. If we'd stop or die out, leave, you can't even imagine how much happiness is going to be spread out throughout the whole world. You can't even imagine how many religious people will praise the Lord. There's people that have dreams just to put you next to a wall and just eliminate you. Why? Because you irritate us with your sermons. Don't listen to them, but they cannot. They depend on that. Why? My dear ones, you shut the doors of the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing else. There's this and nothing else. Someone will start yelling and knocking. Someone will start raising the standards of God or no. Or we all just gonna just look how everything is just taking its toll and just going everything to hell. Everything is going to hell. Some people say, I meet some people and say, oh, I'm going through such hardship right now. Everything is going against me. Of course, because you're going against everything. You thought, you just, you challenge a boxer who is a champion, you're going to think it's not the same thing in the spiritual world. You bind the devil, and you think it's that easy. There's also a serious system there. And that is why we need to understand what we're dealing with and who we're fighting, not the people. Forget about people. We want to reach the people, but our warfare is against the principalities and powers of the air. That's what we're trying to bring order into. right now, anybody can take a position of a leader. They can start speaking. They could say whatever they want. And you know, I'm amazed. Does it not amaze you that during preaching, people physically sleep? Isn't that an alarm? We have to start yelling and cry out to God. It's not that you just have been delivered and set free. Just say, Father, please shake this world. Raise the standards. People need to try something good, and then they'll make a decision. We have to raise the standards, at least into that area, for people to try something new, something different. And then by getting in touch with something different, they'll make their own decision. You don't need to drag anybody onto your side. You don't need to make them to do anything or fight them. Just be a Christian. Amen? Just walk in the fire. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Listen. Start doing warfare. Start resisting. Start fasting and going into spiritual warfare. We have authority. You know that? We all have authority. Authority to conquer, to be victorious. Oh, it's so hard in church. Of course it's hard. Everybody wants to destroy you and me. Of course, how many people say, people want to bury you, but our God is alive. Our God is alive. They're not going to do that to us. Amen? Matthew 23:24. You blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. How much of this have I seen? Uncleanliness as far as leadership goes. Where they'll pull out gum out of your mouth, take the cross off your neck. They'll eat you alive that you have dressed yourself into what's not appropriate. And somewhere they swallow an elephant. Such horrible things, and it's all covered and just kind of let go. Hand washes a hand. And I start to cry out to God and say, Father, when are we going to see a breakthrough? When are people going to hear this? When will they wake up? When will they take this responsibility upon themselves? If I am a Christian, I have to reveal Christ on this earth. If I am a Christian, they have to see God through me. They have to see the move of the Holy Spirit through me. My dear ones, I know one thing. God, right now, around the world, He's raising up His church. You know that? Oh, my dear ones, if you don't know that, listen to me. God is raising His church throughout the whole world. People are becoming unhappy with what they have. How many emails and letters we get from people that lived all their life and they were thinking that this is normal. And right over here, they got something else and heard something else. You know that on those channels that we are on, satellite channels, you know, there's a big war that's going on right now to take us off. You know, my dear ones, some people worry, and I go, thumbs up. War is cool. Because He's not sleeping, the one that is protecting the Israel. Because your God and my God, He's not dreaming and sleeping. And my dear ones, and the chickens are counted in the fall. And it's not even fall. I like where we're going, where we are. Praise the Lord. I know, my dear ones, when we will anoint people for ministry, and we will do that, it will be ministers of the Spirit and fire. It will be people, if that person is in the team, the whole power and glory of the Lord is upon him. He's that person that is doing his job. It's that person does not stop and quiet. It's the person that is totally given to God. We are those that introduce God on this earth. Of course, we'll have mistakes. The person that doesn't do anything, he does not have mistakes, but that's not the thing. We have to bring God to this earth. You blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. It's a system that we meet. We have to give people a choice as far as what they're going to choose. You either want it or not. They meet us before they meet God. People meet us by looking for God. They get acquainted with us. What do we show them? What God are you speaking about? What kind of God are you showing? We're always in some sort of waiting period. We're always waiting for things. And I tell people, stop waiting for things. Enjoy life that is right now. Learn to enjoy it. All our life, we're waiting for something. We're waiting for some. What are you waiting for? Are you enjoying the life that you have right now? Enjoy it every day. I'm not where I have to be or I want to be, but I'm not where I was. And every day, I go further and further, not without losses. Look at the lives of the apostles. They were dropped over there, backstabbed there, betrayed there. And Paul said, nobody stayed with me. And he's writing to Timothy, don't be shy. Don't shy away from me. You're watching how often all the apostles, especially Paul, that was depositing himself into people, he's in jail. And nobody needs him. And right now, he went through all the earth and talked about Jesus. Any of us can say, who needs this Christianity? Who needs this that all your life you're speaking and speaking and talking and talking, and you look around and nobody's around you, but what you got is 25 knives in your back, and you were feeding these people and carrying these people, and the Lord says, don't worry about it, just do your thing, don't worry about it, just do what you were doing. Why don't you sow the seed, pray, fast, at the end of our lives, we will see the result, amen? We will see the result. We are those that have to show Christ, a live Christ on this earth. We are those that really, for real, have to testify with our lives what is the real God, who is the real God. When people meet us, they'll know for real who God is. Why? Because you're serving a real God. You're not going to be hiding and shying away and making excuses. My dear ones, we are given this life. Life is like a deposit. God gave something for you, to you, just to see who you are. Are you worthy of being with Him? And we're always telling Him, tomorrow, maybe the day will come. You know what? This day has to come today. This day of dedication, when you give yourself to God, it has to be right now. You have to say, Father, I give you all my life. No matter how it is, what it is, I will continue going. Nobody will never stop me. My dear ones, I know one thing. Physical death can only stop me. I know one thing. Some of you are here a year or two, some three. I'm with God for 16 years. And some people are amazed at certain things. And I tell them, stop being amazed, period. Why don't you have reaction? When something happens, you have much reaction. When something goes down, you don't have much reaction. My dear ones, that's how it is. I don't react by feelings. I don't serve God for ups and downs. I serve God for who He is in me. My dear ones, all of us, we have to grow up. Just be so rooted in God that nothing will get you out of His will. Nothing will shake you and move you. Nothing is able to disconnect me from Him. Amen. I know, my dear ones, that we are called by God to bring back the standards. You and me, we are special people. Just because you made it here, you're different people. You think differently. You see things differently. It's not possible to get something into you. You have different thought process. You think you're not going to attract the demonic world or the spiritual world. And when you're under pressure, you say, I can't do it anymore. I say, yes, you can. Because I say, if you can, somebody else is going to call for you, not you. until you have ability to call and say that you're in trouble. That means you can. You are victorious. You're a winner. Otherwise, what kind of award do you want, or a medal? All your life you jumped around and saying, hallelujah, it's all good, it's all good. Like a rabbit jumping. You have to go through war. You have to make it. Even if you have black eyes, you still have to get up and say, I'm going. The black eyes will heal. At least it's pleasant when somebody... I feel nice when somebody wants to destroy me. It's bad when you want to destroy someone, when you attack someone. We're not in the way. Nobody's in our way except the devil. When we'll bring the standard back, standards of God, and we see how God is raising the standards all over the world. There's so much happening, so much war, even right now. In churches, people go against us openly, openly, openly. They say names and last names and go against it. You know why? Oh, poor pastor. No, I'm not poor. When somebody goes against me in the open, you know that you've done something. You understand that. If you're not doing anything, nobody's going against you. As soon as you start going against something, you'll see other people and other things raising up against you. You understand that the work is being done. It's all good. The radio is working. It's all good. It's all good. Somebody forbids to listen to our CDs. We have TV, we have the radio, we have the internet. We'll reach you. I just wanted to share this with you today. We are those that carry the light. We are those that spread God throughout this world. And I'm happy, 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 happy that we are a part of this movement. I know one thing, that God will raise up powerful people from this place. You know why I really don't care about much? Because before Jesus selected me 16 years ago, he showed me the end of my ministry. Towards the end, I know how I will end this. That's why I really don't care. Because I know how I'll end this. I'm so thankful to God. Every one of you, ask God, say, Father, show me. And I am sure that a lot of you, some of you already told me that in your dreams you see yourself. How many of you have that? Just raise your hand. You see yourself in the fire of the Holy Spirit. You see people around you. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. God shows you in your dreams who you are. You know, sometimes I preach in my dreams. Then when I wake up, listen to me carefully. I'm serious. I wake up, I write down the sermon, and then I preach it to you on Sundays. The Holy Spirit gives me a sermon while I sleep. I preach it when I'm sleeping, and then I bring it onto a paper and tell you about it. The Holy Spirit gives revelations in a unique way. Just carry that within you and say, it's not... Don't say it's not me. Just say it's me. It will come. The time will come when that's where I'll be. God opens things up to you. You see this fire inside of you. How many of you sometimes feel the fire inside of you? Yeah, any of you? You hear something and you're praying and it's just burning inside of you. This is what it is. This is that God. First, he's in you. Then he'll work through you. I'm serious. I know what I'm talking about. This fire was burning inside of me. A lot of years I was like in this cage. I couldn't. And then a time came when I just like set it loose, this fire. I set it free. And I saw this happens, reaction, reaction, reaction everywhere. You have to let this fire out. Don't be shy. You say, oh, it's not me. Say, this is not you, but inside that's you. That's where you are for real, where God opens you up. That's who you are. You have to see yourself. You have to see yourself in authority, in the glory of the power of the Holy Spirit, and you have to transform into what the Holy Spirit is showing you. This is him showing you. You're not mistaken. Why am I saying it? Because I go through it myself, and I went through it. And if he's showing something and opening something up for you, just move in it. Some of you ask, Lord, show me, and he showed you who you are. Start following that. If you've seen yourself preach or play or sing or testifying, just start moving in it, in that area, and you'll see God will set you on fire. And you'll start saying what you were dreaming about, and then you'll do those things that you dreamt about. God showed me for real many years ago. Can I just talk to you? Just talk to you. And that's what I'm doing. I'm talking. God showed me. I've seen a word. I told you this before. The Holy Spirit, many years ago, those revelations, words, thoughts, things that I often preach through these years. It's not my things. Some say, Pastor, we thank you, and so on and so forth. I know whose is it. I don't make it up. I receive it in my spirit, and it just flows through me. When Jesus took me by the hand there, seriously, I felt how warm oil would just flow into me, and I asked what it is, and he said, it's a revelation till the end of your life that you have to deliver or set free. He said, I want to do it through my children, and I believe that each and every one of you will be given something by God. Don't wait for something supernatural. Believe that you have, if you're born from above, you have the Word and the Holy Spirit inside of you. Set it free. You'll see how God will change things around you and inside of you. Don't just stay there quiet. You feel an attack? The best thing is to attack back. You know, when I'm under pressure and I say, what, you want to apply pressure to me? You know what? I'm going to attack you back. I'm going to testify. I'll bring someone to God or go into fast or write such sermon, devil. I start a counterattack. Please pray for me. No, I don't go that way. I counterattack. Start moving. Start raising the standards. Be who God wants you to be. Be that person. We just need to jump off these emotions. Emotions are wonderful, but you have to stop being led by these emotions. Just start creating things. Don't just be that person that always, you know, consumes things. Be the one that creates things and, you know, passes it to people, and you'll see what kind of flow will come into your life. You can't even imagine what is inside of you. Just start setting it free. Start doing it. Start giving. Amen. Let's get up. Father,